The Purple Project Podcast here, doubling up here on this Sunday here. I'm recording this here. I was going to record this tonight, but I got the Chiefs game be going on later on this evening. So I figured do this at halftime of the Bucks-Rams game, first of the other two playoff games of the NFL playoffs. This is the Purple Project Podcast where I discuss all things K-State Athletics, along with the weekly edition of the podcast with my co-host Alex Aiden. My name is Eddie Greer for the podcast. If you're on board for the first time, welcome on board to the Purple Project Podcast, K-State University, home of the Kansas State Wildcats. Yes. Yesterday. Basketball, same song, same written verse for this men's team. This should have been a win. How many times have I said that over the course of the season? Too much in another blown lead, right? Two steps back, and as far as, you know, upsetting Texas Tech last weekend and knocking off Texas a few days later, you come home. And kudos to the student section. That was a different atmosphere yesterday there. They are in that ball game. They're into it. And we had a chance. We spoiled. This was the Nigel Pack game. And it's going to be overlooked by another blown lead. It's just what it's called, what it is. This has happened way too much now. K-State just used up their third strike of the season. You can't give these games away. I mean, this was an opportunity here to maximize a possibility to even get yourself in on that bubble spot. You had to win this game, and they didn't do it. They did not do it, especially you led by 16 points at halftime. And again, it goes back to what I said in the earlier daily today that is posted. If you missed that, check it out. I had a gut feeling that KU was going to make a run. They did that. And that second half took forever, it felt like. It felt like 3 hours more than an hour because the way calls weren't falling and the rebounding sucked. The rebounding sucked. You know what? K-State, what were you doing? What were you doing on the glass? I have no idea. We talked about that on this weekly edition of the podcast, episode 83. Me and my co-host Alex talked about, or actually, I think it was me that said the bigs had to be a factor in this game. That included Ish Mashud in the game, but there was an interesting tweet by our guy Fitz. I'm gonna have to pull that up right now. But this can't happen. This cannot happen. Especially you give it up to your rival, which you were up freaking 16 points there, and you can't close them out. I mean, that's just not. I just don't know. I had nothing. I have nothing good. I have nothing good to say about this team. I mean, we saw West Virginia. You should have won that. You're up by what, 13 points at half. You're up most 17 on West Virginia before they make a ridiculous comeback on the road. You had a chance to beat Oklahoma, the Mark Smith game. Mark Smith was going off. Basically, carried the team on his back. 22 points. You fall short on the road. You blow a lead. you blow a lead against West Virginia. What else? TCU. You can't get it done at home against a lame TCU team. And then you turn around a week and a half later, against your rival. You can't get it done. You blow a 16-point lead. You see what this trend is getting at? This trend is getting old. Getting over quick. There's just no excuse whatsoever there. I can't stretch that enough. That, you know, it's just I'm at a loss for words. You can't. You just can't. Bill Self yesterday complimented the head coach for KU, longtime head coach for Kansas, talked about K-State in a positive way and said, complimented K-State, saying that this team should be 6-5-2 or 6-1 in conference play. Yeah, he's damn right about that. I've been saying that all along. And you know, this team's whatever you want to call it, fallibility. I just made up a word. That's how frustrated I am with this team. You know, Kate. It goes back to okay. So here's. Okay, here's actually two things that I stumbled on. So one good tweet on with Tim Fitzgerald, who's the publisher of GoPowerCat.com and does the podcasting for them. Add that on that, but you fail to get it done. And all right, so I'm gonna read one of these here. All right, I like one of his tweets here. He says, Kansas shot 23 free throws of 16. K-State fouls in the second half. K-State had half of those numbers, 11-8. KU out-rebounded K-State, the glaring number by far of this game, 45-23, including one possession, really a sequence where KU was obviously still making their comeback trail, and they were trying to cut the lead within one with, 5 minutes left in the game. At least KU had, four opportunities to hit from downtown, couldn't hit, and K-State couldn't grab any rebound from off the glass. They couldn't even buy a rebound yesterday there for K-State. KU outscored K-State 19-8 off of second-chance points. Off the rebounding. Off the damn rebounding. Are you kidding me? Off the rebounding. Kansas wins 78-75. Okay, K-State Nation, you got to be frustrated saying, you know, Bruce Weber gets one of the games that he's not supposed to win. And then, I mean, he wasn't probably supposed to win this one either, but you had an opportunity to win this game. Now you're up 16 at the half, and bad shot making, Sel Miguel open for three. You can't hit that. Just terrible look. Yeah, get good looks. You can't hit. You're not even really, you get good looks, but you can't hit. You weren't even close. And there are at least three, four times that KU pretty much left him open because he wasn't hitting them shots, and he wouldn't even come. He didn't even come close. Selden Miguel, he's a great defender, obviously. But when it comes to three-point shooting, he was way off. He was not even in the Bramlage when he came to three-point shooting yesterday in yesterday's game. There in K-State, went on their usual K-State drought at the end of the game where they went more than 3 points, not 3 points, excuse me, 3 minutes without a field goal to end that game. Somebody's got to make a damn basket. Or you got at some point. I mean, you can make all the excuses you want. You can try to back up Bruce Weber, Marquise Noel, Mark Smith. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. But in the end of the day, in the night, you got to learn how to close some damn games. And this is strike three. So, yeah, Bill Self's right. I've been saying it all along on this podcast. This team should at least at worst be 5-2 or the top end 6-1, which now you're 2-5 now in Big 12 play, and you're 10-8 after you just build off some momentum and you can't get it done. We're reaching to a point of ridiculousness when we come into late game situations. I mean, I just had a feeling that okay, we're up 16, but KU's gonna make that run. I just had that feeling. Okay. We jump on them there, and okay, so yeah, it's all here in Manhattan, it's all daisies, pine roses and daisies, right? We have a chance, and I didn't tweet anything. I did not tweet anything because I did not want to get too happy about the possibility. You know KU's going to go on that damn run, and sure enough, they do that. Not only that, but you get the winner, game winner off of a Baji jumper near the rim, tosses it up in the air, gets it to go. Off good defense there, and KU just like that takes the lead, wins the game there. K-State, get a look at this. Tale of two halves. K-State dropped 50 points on KU in the first half. 50. That's usually what K-State gets an entire damn game. 50 points. And yeah, sorry if I'm getting worked up here, but this gotta be frustrating. You can't sugarcoat this stuff. I mean, we have seen this movie play over and over and over again with this men's basketball team. 50-34 a half. 16-point advantage. You would think, okay, if you're Bruce Weber, what are you doing in the locker room? You know that KU's gonna come out and make the run the team that they are. In KU outscores K-State 44-25. and we should be sitting here talking about Nigel Pack. And Nigel Pack just lit up KU in this game. Nigel Pack was spectacular. Career high, 35 points. And yet another great individual performance in another self-destruction of a loss for K-State in this game. K-State, despite shooting 45% from the field, lose this game by 3. So 10-8 now on the season for K-State. You're 2-5. Another missed opportunity to get a win, and now you got to go on the road, and you have to deal with Baylor now. You have to deal with Baylor in a couple of days. That game's going to be on Tuesday night on the Big 12 ESPN Plus network there. And yeah, me and Alex talked about this on the latest weekly edition of the podcast. Out of these two games, KU was your best chance to get a win, and you screwed it up once again, blowing the lead where you had a chance to put the nail in the coffin. You just couldn't get it done right there. So I just don't know what else to say, but I'm just baffled. And yes, the folks that wanted Bruce Weber fired on Twitter came right back to the woodworks again yesterday. I didn't even mention that. So I'm not even going to mention that. You know my thoughts on that by now. Abaji with the jump game winner with 8 seconds left in the game. Ochai Abaji had 29 points. Nigel Pack, 12-18 from shooting, but he just absolutely went off from downtown. Nigel Pack, 8 of 12. He basically pulled a Jacob Pullen, but except K-State failed to close the game. I remember the Jacob Pullen 38-point game. That was spectacular. This could have been one to remember for K-State fans. Nigel Pack, absolutely outstanding in this game. 8 of 12. 8 of 12. 8 threes from three-point land. You lose the game by 3. I just can't get over that. Marquise Noel, the circus in town. I'm going to call him. That's the nickname I'm going to call him, because he seemed to make these acrobatic shots from close range. The circus came in town early and often for Marquise Noel. 16 points, 6 of 14 for shooting. He did connect for 1-3 from beyond the arc, 1 of 5 from downtown. Mark Smith only had 2 points in this game, 1 of 7. The other guy that went double figures was Selton Miguel. I just talked about him, but Selton Miguel was just awful from downtown, 0-4, even though he did score 11 points to his credit and 3 rebounds, but he was just awful from downtown. KU left him open, and he shot it badly from there. K-State had good looks late, and they couldn't knock him down either, so that doesn't help that aspect either. The game you're going to have. Yeah, Davion Bradford, only 4 points in this game. He fouled out 24 minutes in this ball game. As well, you don't really get much off your production off your bench there either, so that doesn't help at all either. But yeah, there's just really no excuse. I mean, you had KU by the throat and you couldn't put them away. You just had that feeling. If you tell me that, okay, K-State was going to block KU and not see it, that KU potent run in the second half, you're joking. Because I just had that strange feeling. I mean, Bruce Weber, I mean, blame goes all around. coaching staff still fail to close out games at home. I mean, this is the second consecutive, the last two to three home games, you fail to close it out at home. I mean, it's laughable at this point. So, it don't get any easier now. Obviously, Baylor, you go on the road to face Baylor. This thing, I don't know what's going to happen Tuesday night. All I know is, we'll see what happens, K-State Nation. But, yeah, just frustration all the way around. I mean, at some point, have you not learned nothing? Have you not learned nothing about TCU, West Virginia? Those games in particular, where you had a chance to close out your opponent and you didn't get it done. It's just blame to go around, because the rebounding really sticks out. I mean, you can't give a team like that 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 possessions. That's what it felt like. That I watched that second half. That second half was like 3 hours long, because K-State can't get a damn offensive rebound or defensive rebound to save their season. And it cost them. It cost them 3 points, and might as well just put a nail in the coffin to the NCAA chances. if any chance at the bubble, really, because you had an opportunity there to really, you if you win this game, you close them out, then we're sitting here talking a different story. We're sitting here talking about how great Nigel Pack was in his game. Instead, we're still talking about the same damn thing that we've been talking about, really, since Big 12 started, which was K-State giving away leads and failing to close out opponents. I better get off this line before I really get upset. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, deep breath. Spotify, Audioboom, Apple Podcasts, and more. The Pearl Project Podcast. And oh, by the way, we will have a recap of the K-State women's game tomorrow against 14th ranked OU. Hopefully they have better news than what the men did late in the second half yesterday's game. So we'll see what happens there. But K-State Nation, we'll see. Have to see, because you don't know what at this point, we don't know what we're going to get from this. Which K-State team going to show up when it comes to men's basketball? So we'll just have to put our eggs in one basket and see what happens. Eddie Greer, appreciate you guys for listening to the recap edition. 7th-ranked KU ekes out of Bramlage with the win against K-State yesterday with a 78-75 win. K-State drops to 10-8, 2-4 in conference play, and for what it's worth, I don't think this, you know what, I'm going to go in this podcast right now. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily Eddie Greer, you know, as we do usually, go Cats. We'll talk to you next time.